Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the Cheap Heat podcast. And I want to shout out the Will Wonder podcast. You know what I wonder? What amazing takes will be given today on this show? Will I ever get the nod, the invite to be a guest on this show? Will I ever feel like coming on the show if I get that invite? We don't know. But you're checking out the Will Wonder podcast.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Episode 118 of the Will Wonder Pod. Real quick before I start, I want to give a shout out to my guy Jomo Kinch out there in Tennessee who hit me after listening to the last episode. And he said, did you just say that Just a Friend was released in 1999? I said, there's no way I said that. And then I went back and listened, and yeah, I said that. 1989, little bit of an editor's note to let you guys know I messed up last episode and I didn't catch it. So shout out to my guy, Jomo. Thank you all for listening thus far on this journey through hip hop history, having fun with it. But I did want to make sure I put that out there for people saying, man, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. 1989, Just a Friend was released, not 1999. Anyways, what did I do over the weekend? Well, my dad came in to visit. We had a big birthday party celebration for my son. Tons of his friends, tons of our friends. It was really great. Tiring for sure. He wasn't tired. My son wasn't. Turning five, they have all the energy in the world. But it was a lot of fun. Good to see him play with all of his buddies. And man, got too many gifts. So shout out to everyone who came out to that and blessed him with their presence and their presence and their gifts. Yeah, we'll do that. He had a lot of fun, and we did as well. What else? Oh, NCAA tournament starting. Yes, I gave you a little bit of a breakdown on what you should and shouldn't do on your brackets. I know I said, you know what? It's not going to happen for a second time. It's happened one time ever. Don't pick a 16 to beat a 1, and if it happened. Okay, I'm sorry. That's why they call it March Madness. Anything can happen. Games have been a lot of fun, though. I'm still in it, and my bracket challenge is about 22 of us. Just so you all know, I have Texas winning it all, and they are going up against Alabama in the championship. Brandon Miller looking tough, but I love that Texas team as a whole. Timmy Allen, who was here in Utah with the Utes and transferred. Yeah. But anyways, loving March Madness. It will reconvene this Thursday, and I'm excited to see those games. What else? Oh, over the weekend, had our second Sunday workout with the fellas. We work out every Sunday morning at Murray High School on their track, the football field. Get in a lot of stuff there. So shout out to my guy, Dre Rocca. Shout out to Mendo, host Beefy from Beans and Rice podcast. Even a couple of the fellas from Lake Talk 801 came out. You know, they call him G-Daddy, and I don't, you know, that's fine. Yeah, G-Daddy and Fonzie came out, okay? But we had a lot of fun working out, and hopefully this weather stays decent so we can just continue to do that every Sunday morning. This Sunday's looking a little bit cold, though, out here in Salt Lake City, I'm not going to lie. So we will play it by ear. Wanted to announce something fun. I will be DJing for the first time in years at a bar / nightclub. Don't get it twisted. I still DJ and I have events that I do, but I haven't been at a nighttime establishment DJing in God knows how long. Since my son was born, I believe. I covered for some friends for 20 minutes. Shout out to my guy Key One. Shout out to Dre Rocca. But I haven't just done my own thing at a bar or nightclub in years, so I'm excited to do that. That will be April 14th, which is a Friday, at Chakra Lounge with my guy, DJ Bad Boy Brian. Chakra Lounge here in Salt Lake City, Utah. So keep that night open, April 14th. Come out and hang out. We'll have a good time. Hear some good music. I'll have more details for you soon if you follow the pod on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod, or you follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. But April 14th, Friday, April 14th, that is. Had a lot of people reach out to me this last week saying, how come you're not talking about the NFL? Again, I promise we will detail all of this NFL stuff that's been going on in our NFL draft preview next month. We're going to do that with Hoop and Chacon, have some fun stuff planned for that. So don't think that I'm not paying attention to all the crazy shit that's happened, all the shenanigans that are going on. But I'm going to save all that talk for that episode. So just so you know, I'm still here. I'm still paying attention. I'm just not going to talk about it right now. But what I will talk about is some NBA stuff. So a couple of notes from this past week and what's going on in the NBA. First off, Portland Trailblazers are a joke of an organization. I'm sorry, Dre Rocca. I know that's like your second team, your second home. But I don't know what they're doing out there. Maybe it's bad coaching. They have no defense. You know, this team is actually better than they were last year. But that's not hard because they were trying to lose every single game after they kind of sat Dame for the rest of the year. Which is coming up close, I would imagine. I read an article saying that they're going to shut down Dame if they don't win in these next five games. If they don't have a good record and a potential to be in that play-in tournament. Or even that sixth place spot, because I'll get to this later, but it's very, very close in the West. But my ask of the Portland Trailblazers organization, please trade Damian Lillard. Shout out to him for being loyal, wanting to stay there and win a championship, but that team, that organization does not want to do the same. They've proven it time and time again. So I think it's time for my guy Dame to move on to greener pastures. Where that is, I don't know, but there's a lot of teams that would want him that have a potential to win the NBA championship. So, Portland, make it happen. Dame, be open to it. Get an NBA championship under your belt. The Atlanta Hawks are awful with Quinn Snyder. Like, worse than they were before they had him. And I thought maybe he would make a difference. Obviously, he needs an offseason to see how he can mold this team a bit better. It's hard to come in and just pick up the pieces that are already broken, you know, while you're this close to the end of the season. I just don't understand how this team is so bad. They're so talented roster-wise when you look at them on paper, very deep. Atlanta and New Orleans are, they're just like the same team in different conferences. Disappointing. Even though, yes, there has been injuries for both teams, but they're so deep and have so many talented guys. And for them to perform the way they're performing, I don't know, man. Maybe that's a reason Zion's not back. Or it could be that, you know, I just still hold some Zion stock. And actually, he's one of the three guys ever that I've liked from Duke. And I want him to succeed. And it just looks like that's not going to happen. Atlanta, I don't know what the hell's going on with them. Just two bad teams that should be good, I guess. Let's go to a team that is good, but is bad at times. Memphis Grizzlies. Looks like Ja Morant is cured of all of his ills, and he will be back after he serves that 8-game suspension the NBA has given him. I don't want to comment too much on that because I have feelings on that and thoughts on that that may not sit well with people, but to be honest, the Grizzlies, they've been kind of fun to watch. In wrestling terms, they are playing a great heel role, great bad guy. Dylan Brooks doesn't really care who it is. He's going to give equal amounts of shit talking to anybody and everybody, from bench warmers to four-time NBA champions. It doesn't matter. Anyone can get his wrath, and I like that. If anything, it's made this less than stellar NBA season pretty fun to watch. I still don't know about them coming out of the West. That Kevin Durant injury, and if and when he comes back, will kind of solidify who I think's coming out of the West. But if he's not back with Phoenix, I think the Memphis Grizzlies have a really solid chance to come out of the West. Now, that's all things considered. Jaws in a good space. Maybe Steven Adams is back from his injury, which doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. But I still kind of like Memphis coming out of the West. Sticking in the West, I can't trust the Utah Jazz. They're trying to tank, damn it. But the problem is they are really, really, really well coached. And they have guys that will go out there and play. Monday night against the Sacramento Kings, they sat Lauri Markkanen due to, quote-unquote, back soreness, which if you read between the lines, that means, hey, we want to lose this game and we're trying to be out of the play-in or playoff picture. They also continued to sit Jordan Clarkson, Colin Sexton, and they still won the game against the Sacramento Kings, who have had a great season thus far. It's super tight in the West from seeds 6 through 12. Only a two-game difference separates those seeds. So we will see where the Jazz land, but it doesn't seem like it really matters who plays for this team. Ogbaji had a career high last night for them. They play hard and get wins that on paper there should be no way in hell that they get. I think that's, again, a testament to Will Hardy and his coaching. He should probably be in the discussion for Coach of the Year because, like most people, myself included, the Jazz were written off before the season started. Just going to say, they've really exceeded all expectations. Speaking of NBA awards, MVP discussion is still interesting. I have a slight edge to Jokic, even though it is getting tighter between him, Embiid, and Giannis. Speaking of Giannis, I was asked the other day, how many teams do I think have a legit shot of winning the NBA title this year? Do you want to know what my answer was? You don't know what my answer is now as of March 21st, 2023? The Milwaukee Bucks. And that's all I got. Coming up, we will continue to celebrate the 50th birthday of hip-hop, commemorating the 40th anniversary of what would be known as the first hip-hop film ever, Wild Style, which was released March 18th, 1983. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about that film just a little bit. When I say we, I mean I. And then I'm going to call some friends. That's right. I just randomly called folks hoping they would pick up to get their opinion on their favorite hip-hop film. After that, I'm going to go ahead and count down my top 10 and we'll head out. Short episode this week, but it is what it is. All of that right after this.
Hey, Alexa. Can you show me a new barber?
Don't worry, I got you.
Boogie Down Barbershop in Taylorsville is now open. Anything from gentleman's cuts, taper, fade, or if you want to treat yourself to a nice hot towel shave, Boogie Down Barbershop has you covered. Cuts for men and kids. Book your appointment today at boogiedownbarbershop.com.
Hip-hop, what's that out in the dark? Hip-hop, what's that out in the dark? They used to do it out in the park, the park.
To continue our celebration of hip-hop's 50th birthday, we are commemorating the 40th anniversary of what would become known as the first hip-hop film ever, Wild Style. Wild Style was released on March 18th, 1983. It includes appearances from early hip-hop cornerstones such as Fab Five Freddy, Lee Quinones, Lady Pink, the Rocksteady Crew, the Cold Crush Brothers, Queen Lisa Lee of Zulu Nation, and Grandmaster Flash. Yes, you have heard a few of those names in previous podcasts as we have been celebrating hip-hop's 50th birthday. Now, Wild Style is a hip-hop film that follows the life of a graffiti artist named Zorro in the South Bronx, New York City. The film explores the underground hip-hop scene, including breakdancing, DJing, MCing, and graffiti artists. In the film, Zorro is caught between his passion for graffiti and his desire to pursue a music career as an MC. The film also depicts the tension between the uptown and downtown hip-hop scenes and the clash of cultures that arise. Wild Style features, again, many influential hip-hop figures from the early hip-hop movement, those that I had discussed before. It is considered a classic hip-hop cinema and has influenced so many films since the time and artists in the hip-hop genre. I thought it would be fun to randomly call some of my friends, see, number one, if they pick up, and number two, what their favorite hip-hop film is. So, let's get into that. All right, we're going to call my good friend Michael Steady Rock Martinez to talk hip-hop movies real quick.
What?
Hey, Michael Steady Rock Martinez. Yo. This is Will Wonder from the Will Wonder Pod. You are live on the podcast right now. How are you?
Oh, great, man.
Great. You didn't win. Any, you didn't win anything. I need your opinion on one thing. On this week's episode, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Wild Style. So I'm asking you, Michael Steady Rock Martinez, what is your favorite hip-hop film? Now, real quick, it has to have elements of hip-hop in it. A lot of people say Boys in the Hood is a hip-hop film. I don't think it is. Menace, give me your favorite. Go.
Hey, are you fucking serious? Are you live?
Yeah.
Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, shit. Can we do that intro again?
Nope. Go ahead. Just give me your...
Oh, man. Shit. If I have to be... Ooh, God. There's... Has to hit... Shit. You know, I'm going to go 8 Mile. Like, that last scene, I mean...
Good choice.
I don't know. I don't know anything that can top it. But if I'm coming in with a curveball, I'm going to say Love and Basketball.
I'm not going to edit any of this, but yeah, we'll just stick with 8 Mile. I like Love and Basketball, but not as a hip hop film.
No, I'm just bullshitting. shit.
No, I just need one. I just need one. We don't need a bunch. It's okay.
But was 8 Mile already discussed?
I'm doing a countdown.
Okay.
Okay. 8 Mile is absolutely on there, but I just wanted to call some friends and get their opinions.
Okay. Yeah. Don't judge me off that. I mean, there are some great ones, but that one just is what inspired me.
Sticks out. I got it. All right. Well, thank you. You enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Peace. Always good to talk to my buddy, Mike Steady Rock Martinez. I call him Steady. But, you know, there's all kinds of names that people call that guy. Next up, let's go ahead and see if we can reach out to this guy. You know, and this is just all on the fly. I haven't told anybody that I'm calling them. But let's see if we can get people to pick up. It's ringing. Still ringing. You know, it looks like Dre Rocca isn't going to pick up for us. He is a busy guy, potentially, you know, recording a podcast, a commercial. I don't know. There's a lot of things that he could be recording. Let's go to this next person. This might just be a very sad segment on the Will Wonder Pod, people not picking up.
Hello?
Alonzo Ashley Oliver from the Young OG Perspective. This is Will Wonder from the Will Wonder Pod. Do you have 10 seconds to talk?
Yeah, man. Am I on air?
Yeah, you are. You are live right now.
Oh, we live?
You're live. You're live.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm on this week's episode, I am celebrating... hip hop, as I do every week leading up to August 11th, but it's the 40th anniversary of Wild Style, the first hip hop film ever. So I ask you, Beige Bully, what is your favorite hip hop movie? Now, there's a prerequisite to this. I need it to have some element of hip hop. Like, I think Boys in the Hood is a great film, but I wouldn't consider it a hip hop movie, right? Because a lot of people would say, you know, Boys in the Hood, but your favorite hip hop film just off the top of your head.
Easy. I was just watching it. For those who don't know, I just touched down back in the Salt Lake City.
You were outside.
I was in Vegas.
You were outside.
We were just outside. Vegas.
Yeah.
Everybody eats.
Yeah.
Everybody eats meat. You know, my wife just turned 38. She's in the car right next to me. I mean, no, she turned 38 in a couple of days. But check it out. My favorite hip hop movie of all time, House Party 1.
Yes.
Kid in Play.
There you go.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
I love that. It's one of my favorite as well. Thank you very much. As an FYI, your episode, the Young OG episode interview will come out this Friday on YouTube. Audio will be out next week, but I appreciate you taking a moment on, you know, you just got off the PJ, right? Off the private jet from Vegas. And I appreciate you taking a moment today, my friend. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Thanks.
All right. Two for three. Two for three is not bad. Let's go to the next person. Some of these guys are busy, so again, might not pick up. We're calling Silky Johnson, aka Key One, aka Mike. and he's texting me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let's just leave him a message.
80
Never mind. We'll cut that off. I don't want to release his phone number to the public. All right. Next up. Let's give this guy a call. Calling Chacon from all of our NFL talk. He's a big...
What the hell do you want?
Hey, buddy. How are you? This is Will.
Doing great.
Your friend Will from the Will Wonder Pod. You are live at the moment on, the, on the podcast, okay? As you know, my friend, I am celebrating hip-hop every week. Well, 40 years ago, the movie Wild Style came out, which is considered the first hip-hop film ever. So my question for you, off the top of your head, what is your favorite hip-hop film? And now I must say this, a lot of people and a lot of stuff online, people have said Boys in the Hood. Now, Boys in the Hood isn't necessarily a hip-hop film, right?
I wouldn't assume that.
Okay, thank you. So what is your favorite hip-hop film?
I got a movie, but I struggle to give you the name because of the shit that was said to about my favorite rapper, The Game, aka Chuck Taylor. But it has to be 8 Mile.
Okay. There you go. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, yeah. Great movie. You know, your cousin-in-law, Michael Steady Rock Martinez, said the same thing. That was his favorite. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
But now I'm not a big Eminem fan, so for anybody out there, it's going to...
Right, but the movie itself, you
enjoy. The movie was great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, thanks, bud. And you'll be on soon to talk NFL draft. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that. But until then, hey, enjoy yourself, okay?
Hey, thanks, bud. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call.
Talk to you
Have
later.
Have a good one.
Bye. Always nice talking to my guy, Chacon. I love how he picked up. You guys heard that. Let's see if we can get my stepbrother, DJ Shawnee Boy, on the line.
Yo.
Is this DJ Shawnee Boy? The DJ Shawnee Boy? This is Will from the Will Wonder Pod. You are currently live, so don't say anything incriminating on yourself or me.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, 40 years ago, my friend, Wild Style premiered, okay? Considered to be the first hip-hop film ever. So my question for you, DJ Shawnee Boy, my stepbrother, what is your favorite hip-hop film ever? And some people have said Boys in the Hood, which I don't think is a hip-hop film, right? And there needs to be some element of hip-hop within the film. So and what comes to the top of your mind?
I mean, immediately, it's Beat Street.
Mm.
Maybe not my favorite, but immediately, the film that comes to mind is Beat Street.
Beautiful. Great one. It's on my countdown of the top 10 hip-hop films ever. But yeah, I'm right there with you. Beat Street is great. How are you out there just serving the people, you know, out there?
I'm out here slanging these boxes, bro.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey.
Bringing happiness to the hood.
Exactly. That's one thing about you. You bring happiness to people's doors daily and bring a lot of happiness to my life as one of my friends. Thank you for picking up. Thank you for giving your opinion as Beat Street, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Love you, bro.
All right. Love
you too, everything
bro.
You do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Peace.
Good guy right there, DJ Shawnee Boy, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. We're going to get a few more calls in here. Let's see if we hit this guy up, if he picks up. Hopefully it's the same number. I haven't talked to this guy on the phone. Just via IG and in person.
Will, my man.
DJ Bad Boy Brian, it is me, Will Wonder from the Will Wonder Pod. How are you? You're live right now, by the way, so don't say anything bad don't say anything bad about Angel or Justin.
Or Justin.
Yeah, you know, I know there was a weird...
Or Dre.
Any of those
OGs.
Guys. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
As you know, my friend, I am celebrating hip-hop every single week as hip-hop is turning 50 this year, so I celebrate it every single week on the podcast. Wild Style just turned 40, turned 40 years old, okay? Considered the first hip hop film ever. My question for you, DJ Bad Boy Brian, who I will be with at the Chakra Lounge Friday, April 14th. What is your favorite hip hop film?
My favorite hip hop film.
Yeah. So just some people, you look online, some people will say stuff like Boys in the Hood, Menace. I don't consider those hip hop films. I need some type of element, whether it be DJing, MCing, graph.
I was going to go with Juice.
Beautiful. Perfect. Juice. I would expect Juice. That as the DJ that you are. Juice is a classic and on my top 10.
And a humongous Tupac fan.
There you go.
So, yeah, Juice would be my number one favorite hip-hop movie. There were some other ones that are great.
Yeah.
But a little before my hip-hop time.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Perfect. Well, hey, real quick, where can people find you on social media? And then obviously, like I said, April 14th, I'll be with you at the Chakra Lounge spinning, but you're there every Friday and Saturday. So go ahead get your plugs off.
All right. I'm there every Friday night, Friday and Saturday, Chakra Lounge. You think I'd be better at this. 364 yeah. South State Street. you find me, DJ Bad Boy Brian on, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Check out my OnlyFans. You know,
ooh, nice.
We do all the stuff and things around here. got some merch on the way, so be on the lookout for that. And again, we'll have Will Wonder in the building. When was that again, Will?
April 14th. I know you're a busy man and you book DJs every weekend, but yep, April 14th, Friday.
April 14th.
I'm hyped. Beautiful.
Yep, and have fun at WrestleMania. I'm jealous.
Oof, can't wait. I cannot wait. Yeah, thank you, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, man. Love.
Peace. Bye. All right. Let's see if we can just get a person that might not necessarily love hip-hop, but loves film. A veteran of the podcast. And I want to see if he, in all of his film knowledge, can name a hip-hop film. If he picks up.
What's up, man?
Curtis Pruitt, you are live right now on the Will Wonder Pod, so don't cuss anybody out. Don't say anything bad about anybody. Gosh. I'm calling you because you're a film aficionado, okay? If I was creating a media company, you would be the guy to come on and talk about film all the time, okay? This is a little different, Kurt, okay? I'm celebrating, as you know, you listen to the podcast, I'm celebrating hip hop every week until its 50th birthday, August 11th, 2023. I want to know if there's a film that you can pick out. So backstory to this, Wild Style, which is considered the first ever hip hop film, just hit its 40th anniversary. So off the top of your head, is there a hip hop film that you thoroughly enjoy? Now, I know you're not the biggest hip hop head by any means, but you are a film historian.
Hey, I know this is probably going to be a popular pick from a lot of people, but there was a time when 8 Mile was on AMC.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't know if it was AMC or TNT for about six weeks straight, and I watched it every night. So that's going to be my pick right off the top of my head.
Perfect. No, that's a great pick. Other people have picked it, but I'm also doing a countdown. So you will have to listen to see where that falls in the countdown, Kurt, but it is up there. It is one of my favorites as well. So
love it.
Thank you, bro. Hey, hope to have you back on soon. We can talk some hoops. You know, NBA is a little boring right now, if I'm going to be real. It's a little boring, but I want to have you back on, especially before the playoffs, and we can talk some hoops and talk some movies too.
Okay, man, I'll be ready for you.
All right, Kurt. Thank you, bro.
All right, take care.
See ya. Kurt Pruitt, one of the OGs of the Will Wonder Pod, one of my good buddies. All right, let's give this guy a quick ring and see what he says. If he picks up. Come on. It's going to get an earful from me.
Please leave your message for
Lord Farquaad.
Host Beefy, this is Will Wonder from the Will Wonder Pod. I was calling you live on the show to ask you your favorite hip-hop film, but it would seem as if you don't care or won't pick up when your boy calls. Anyways, have a good day. Peace. Well, that didn't work out how we thought it would. All right, let's go ahead and call my guy, Joe Baca. See if he picks up. Hello?
William Wonder, what's up, bro?
Joe Baca, my friend, I just need a moment of your time. You are live right now on the Will Wonder Pod. Oh. Okay? So don't be, you know what I mean, calling anybody out or saying anything incriminating.
Yeah, not like our typical phone call.
Exactly. Like, yeah, this is more
like that Big Will Baskerville thing that you thought. Yeah,
hey, exactly. Yeah. Good. Yeah, we won't talk about that. as you know, my friend, I'm celebrating 50 years of hip hop every week on the podcast. This week in particular, mm-hmm. I am talking about the 40th anniversary of Wild Style, which is known as the first hip hop film ever. So my question for you, Joe Baca, what is your favorite hip hop film of all time?
Oh man. My favorite hip hop film of all time. Wow.
It's a lot to choose from. Man.
You know, there are lots to choose from, I'm sure. But I, you know, as far as like, you know, old school Jones and stuff like that, like it's, I didn't watch a lot of them, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. That's suspect for sure. But man, I hate to. What are we considering a hip hop film?
Good question. So like, some people would say a film like Boys in the Hood or Menace would be a hip-hop film. I don't consider those hip-hop films. A film that encompasses some elements of hip-hop, so whether it be DJing, whether it be something to do with MCs, whether it be graffiti, breakdancing, whatever the case may be, you know, around hip-hop. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Menace. I love Boys in the Hood. But I wouldn't consider those a hip, quote unquote, mm-hmm. hip hop film.
Yeah, I would say those would be more gangster movies.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are definitely more gang. Like, yeah, I would put that in the realm of like Godfather and stuff like that. Yeah, to be honest with you, bro, I'm gonna say I hate to sound like a old dud. Of course, you're gonna say that, but I'm not lying when I tell you that my wife and I watched this like a month ago, bro. Beach Street.
Ooh, okay, perfect.
Yep. Is by far, bro, my favorite. If I, if you know, for me, like a for real honorable mention, mm-hmm. and you know, this is God would even say, yeah, like I'll really get crucified for this, but I'm sure I'll hear it even before like movies like Straight Outta Compton and stuff like that, bro. Like Get Rich or Die Trying, I thought was
solid choice,
really great,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I really appreciated that movie there, man.
I'm with it.
So yeah. Yeah. Hustle and Flow is a good, it would be like a runner up for me too. You know,
love Hustle.
I like Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love the scene in Hustle and Flow where he comes to the door, DJ Qualls, and he's like, who the fuck are you? The Mormons? Great scene that a lot of people in Utah laughed at. You know what I mean? I don't think I don't think it's as funny if you aren't you know, from here or lived here at some point in your life.
Yes, man. No, yeah. you're right on time there, bro. That's a bit. I really liked how that movie started. I like the middle of it, like the end. I liked it all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, Hustle and Flow was incredible. Now I could be wrong. Isn't that what 3-6 Mafia got their Grammy for?
Yep, it is.
Am I wrong on that?
Yep, for Hard Out Here for a Pimp, Whoop That Trick. They did all the
They really
classics.
Yeah, they. I'm not a big 3-6 Mafia guy, man. So they should thank whoever made that movie so they can get that Grammy. Maybe they have another one I don't know about. I don't know. But
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'll hear it for that too, bro.
See, but, I told you not to say anything incriminating or something that might.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I definitely. I feel like Jay-Z, though, man, on Watch the Throne. He's like, you know, I talk so much. The motherfuckers want to find me.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got to find me, bro. Yeah.
Exactly. And I will not give up your location, man. My friend. Hey, I appreciate you, bro. I just, you know, I'm calling people randomly, see who picks up. So I appreciate you picking up and giving us those movies.
Yeah, when I see your name on the horn, bro, I'm always gonna pick up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a lot to contend with, man, next time somebody sees me out of circulation. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, man. Big up to Curtis Jackson for Get Rich or Die Trying. The soundtrack was equally
good.
Great.
So good.
Yeah, so don't be a window shopper. Not you, just everybody out there. I already know how Big Will Baskerville gets down, bro.
Hey, we can't be saying that name on here, okay? All right, Joe, I appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Peace. All right.
One love.
As we were talking to Joe, our guy host Beefy called back. Let's give him a call back. Beefy.
Wow.
Beefy.
What's up?
Hey, calm that. Pitbull down. Hey, it's your boy Will Wonder from the Will Wonder Pod. I'm recording right now. You are live.
With the Will Wonder Podcast?
Yeah. Welcome back. It's been a while since you've been on here. You know, I see you all the time. But question for you, my friend. On this episode, I am celebrating, as I do every week, hip hop's 50th birthday. With that said, this specific episode, we are talking about the 40th anniversary of Wild Style, which is widely acclaimed and is the first hip hop film ever. So my question for you, Beefy, I know through and through you are a hip hop head. What is your favorite hip hop film all time?
Well, for my generation, is there even a question for people born in the 1990s? It would have to be 8 Mile.
There you go. That's a good one. It's been a popular pick. But you can't knock 8 Mile by any means. It's a great film. And just like you said, you know, if you're a certain age, you were in the movie theater seeing it, or you saw it when it came out on DVD. Great, great movie. Do you want to shout out the Beans and Rice podcast? I do on here. You know what I mean? But you're one of the Beans and Rice.
Those guys, 8 Mile, wonderful film. That's the first rated R movie that I ever watched, actually. I watched it with my mom.
Wow.
And it was weird to watch them in the plant.
Yeah. The weird scene with Brittany Murphy. Yeah, that would have been awkward with your mother. Yeah. Shout out to her, though, for taking you to that. Did she know what it was about?
Number two, sorry if I'm taking up too much time, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Ooh, okay. Okay, solid one. You have a third? I love Get Rich or Die Trying.
The third, I would probably say Hustle and Flow. Notorious sucked, NWA sucked. All the other ones sucked.
Wow, you did? Okay, well, that's a longer conversation. I enjoyed both of those films, especially Straight Outta Compton, but we can talk about that later. Beefy, thank you so much. Host Beefy from the Beans and Rice podcast.
Number one podcast in the world.
Yes.
I love you guys for listening to Will Wonder.
Yeah, and make sure you check out Beans and Rice if you haven't already. Great times.
They're doable, but thank you very much.
All right, brother, thank you.
All right, take care.
Shout out to host Beefy from the Beans and Rice podcast for calling us back. We are going to call one more person here if he picks up. There we go. Let's see what he says.
What up, bitch?
Hey, Mike, you are live on the Will Wonder Pod. How are you?
I don't believe you.
You are. I'm recording you right now. For those listening, this is my friend Mike Thompson, aka Mr. Come on, Alex. Now, Mike, quick question for you. Wild Style is celebrating its 40th anniversary, which it is considered to be the first hip hop film ever. My question for you, Mike, Mr. Come On Alex, good friend of mine, Thompson, what is your favorite hip-hop film of all time?
Oh, this one's going to be controversial because I don't think people are going to agree with it.
Ooh, okay, let's hear it.
It's a love letter to hip-hop, Brown Sugar.
Mmm, good one. Okay, no, that's good. That's a good one. No one has said that yet. I've called a couple of folks, and we haven't gotten that one. But that is a very good hip-hop film. So I'm fine with that pick, sir.
Wait, did anybody say Juice, too? That's what I didn't know.
Did anyone say what?
Juice.
Juice, yes. Yes, there was a Juice pick, yes. Yep, my guy, right. DJ Bad Boy Brian, picked Juice. There's been a couple of 8 Miles. There was a house party. There was a Beach Street as well. So
okay, solid. I like it.
Yep, solid list. All right, my friend, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon. We'll have to have you. You're going to be coming on soon for the Celebration of Hip Hop. I have to look at the schedule, but I know you're on there pretty soon. And then we'll get you on to talk about some hoops, too.
All right, my man.
All right, bro. Thank you.
All right, peace.
Peace. I think that's good. We got a decent mix of people. But, you know, it was fun. And my guy, Shawnee Boy, just said, we're just blindsiding people during the pod now. Yep. That's what happens, my friend. All right, let's get into the countdown, shall we?
You're sitting at work, doing nothing, letting your life pass by. You keep procrastinating over and over. Maybe I'll check it out today. Maybe I'll check it out tomorrow. Don't wait. Do it now. Check out the Unrestricted Podcast with me, Dre Rocca. I'll keep you laughing before work, after work. Hell, I'll even keep you laughing during sex. Go tune in now. I'm here to help you. You spend all day on the phone anyhow. Why don't you subscribe to a podcast that's going to help you in your future? All you got to do is pick up your phone, hit follow, Unrestricted Podcast with me, Dre Rocca. It's that simple.
All right, jumping into the countdown of my top 10 hip-hop films of all time. And these are my favorite. Again, everyone's different. For example, Beefy said he thought this movie sucked. Number 10 is Notorious, released January 16th, 2009. Right now you can watch Notorious on HBO Max, Hulu, or Amazon Prime. Here's a synopsis. Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Christopher Wallace parlays his gift for storytelling into a career as a rap artist, eventually dubbing himself Biggie Smalls. Then later, the Notorious B.I.G. Wallace's tale about violent street life takes him to the top of the rap charts. The subject he so often raps about catches up with him in March of 1997 when he is shot to death after leaving a party. Number 9 is Beat Street, released June 8th, 1984. You can watch Beat Street on Pluto TV, the Roku channel, or YouTube. Here is the synopsis. At the forefront of early hip-hop culture, DJ Kenny Kirkland, his b-boy brother Lee, and graffiti artist Ramon all have hopes of showcasing their talents outside of the confines of the South Bronx, New York. When Tracy Carlson, a composer and choreographer, runs into Kirkland and Lee at one of Manhattan's hottest nightclubs, she offers Lee an opportunity to perform on TV. However, the crew has a long way to go before achieving their dreams. Now, if you can't tell, I'm going to give you the film when it was released, where you can watch it, and then the synopsis, because I want you to watch these movies. Number 8, Crush Groove, released October 25th, 1985. You can watch Crush Groove on YouTube and Tubi. Russell Walker has started a new hip-hop and rap label called Crush Groove, which features a stellar list of acts that include Curtis Blow, Run DMC. However, Walker doesn't have sufficient money to keep up the label, especially after Run DMC scores a big single. As he struggles to fund the label, more and more rap groups like the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J emerge in the New York City hip-hop scene. The film is based on the beginning of Def Jam Records. Number 7 is Dope. Dope was released June 19th, 2015. You can watch Dope on Netflix right now. Here's a synopsis. High school senior Malcolm and his friends Jib and Diggy bond over 1990s hip-hop culture, their studies, and playing music in their own punk band. A chance encounter with a drug dealer named Dom lands Malcolm and company at the dealer's nightclub birthday party. When the scene turns violent, they flee with the ecstasy that Dom secretly hid in Malcolm's backpack. A wild adventure ensues, and the youths try to evade armed thugs who want the stash. Number 6, shout out to
My guy Zoe from the Young OG perspective, he picked this as his favorite, is House Party, released March 9th, 1990. Now, again, 1990, there's a new House Party, which I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched. There's no way it lives up to this. You can watch House Party on Tubi, HBO Max, and Amazon Prime. Here's the synopsis. Play's parents are out of town, and he's planning the house party to end all house parties. His best friend, Kid, wants to go more than anything, knowing that Sydney, the hottest girl in the school, is sure to be there. But when Kid gets into a fight at school, his father grounds him. Still determined to go, Kid sneaks out of the house and faces one calamity after another. What a great word for in a synopsis. Calamity after another as he makes his way to Play's house and the party of the school year. I'm telling you, I love, love House Party. Should probably be higher on this list. I have it at 6. Number 5, Hustle and Flow, which was released July 22nd, 2005. You can only rent Hustle and Flow right now on YouTube, Google Play, Apple TV, and Vudu. The synopsis is this. DJ is a pimp living day to day on the tough streets of Memphis, Tennessee, pushing 40. He's tired of the life he's living and dreams of something greater. When he meets up with an old friend who is now in the recording industry, he is inspired to turn his life around and use his criminal life as an inspiration to create rap music. When he hears that a rap superstar is coming to town, DJ works a hustle to gain the rapper's attention and hopefully get signed by a label. Number 4, another one that host Beefy did not like. Straight Outta Compton, released August 14th, 2015. You can rent it on YouTube, Vudu TV, Apple TV, and Google Play. Here's the synopsis. In 1988, a groundbreaking new group revolutionizes music and pop culture, changing and influencing hip-hop forever. NWA's first studio album, Straight Outta Compton, stirs controversy with brutally honest depiction of life in South Central Los Angeles. With guidance from veteran manager Jerry Heller, the band members include Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, DJ Yella, and MC Ren as they navigate their way through the industry, acquiring fame, fortune, and a place in history. Number 3, Juice. Shout out to DJ Bad Boy Brian, who had this as his favorite film. Released January 17th, 1992. You can watch Juice on YouTube, the Roku channel, and Amazon Prime. Synopsis is 4 Harlem friends, Bishop, Q, Steel, and Raheem, dabble in petty crime, but they decide to go big by knocking off the convenience store. Bishop, the magnetic leader of the group, has the gun, but Q has different aspirations. He wants to be a DJ and happens to have a gig the night of the robbery. Unfortunately for him, Bishop isn't willing to take no for an answer in a game where everything is for keeps. Ooh, that's a good synopsis too. Number 2, released November 8th, 2002, 8 Mile. Right now, you can only watch 8 Mile on Tubi. Here is a synopsis. This is, by the way, for as good of a film as 8 Mile is, this is an awful synopsis. I'm just going to keep it real, but I'm going to read it, and I think you should watch it if you haven't seen it, but here's a synopsis. The people of Detroit know 8 Mile as a city limit, a border, a boundary. It also has a psychological dividing line that separates Jimmy Smith Jr. from where and who he wants to be. A provocative, fictional examination of critical week in Jimmy's life. Again, 8 Mile, great classic. Number 1, I had to put up Wild Style. Now, this may not be the best overall hip-hop film, but goddammit, it's the first. And without it, who knows where hip-hop films would be today? Who knows where hip-hop would be today? So, I already told you what Wild Style was about, but if you're looking to watch it, you can watch Wild Style on Pluto TV, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. What did I miss? What's your favorite hip-hop film? Hit me up on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod, or you can tweet me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. Thank you so much for listening this week. I had a lot of fun doing this. I truly do love all of these movies. There's a lot of other ones that I like as well that didn't make the list. But again, let me know what your favorite is. Make sure you are subscribed to The Will Wonder Pod on YouTube. We have an interview with the Young OGs. Well, 3/5 of the Young OGs dropping this Friday. Also, follow the pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. And we will see y'all next week. Peace.
Please subscribe, write, and review. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Peace out.